When Rodin presented a large retrospective of his work in 1900 on the sidelines of the World's Fair in Paris, a critic noted the free and open arrangement of the pieces, in marked contrast with the rigidity of official sculpture exhibitions. The exhibition design gave the visitor the impression of entering a studio. Walk around this gallery while listening to the following commentary. In addition to these fragments, you can see several examples of assemblage and imagine that you are visiting Rodin's studio. Rodin had been acquainted with several studios. From the insalubrious and unheated former stable he rented in his youth, to the large space lent to him by the French government in 1880, the studio was a place of toil and collaboration where materials, works in progress, and all the people needed to produce his work gathered. These included casters, specialists in pointing, stonemasons, and models. Rodin employed as many as 50 assistants in his studio. This creative space resembled a small business with its division of labor. Here, Rodin conceived, tested, and created his works. Let's listen once again to the poet Rilke, who visited Rodin's studio in 1902.
There are gigantic showcases entirely filled with wonderful fragments of the Porte de l'Enfer. It is indescribable. There it lies, yard upon yard, only fragments, one beside the other. Figures the size of my hand and larger, but only pieces, hardly one that is whole. Often only a piece of an arm, a piece of a leg, as they happen to go along beside each other, and the piece of body that belongs right near them. Once the torso of a figure with the head of another pressed against it, with the arm of a third, as if an unspeakable storm, an unparalleled destruction had passed over this work. And yet, the more closely one looks, the more deeply one feels that all this would be less of a whole if the individual bodies were whole. Each of these bits is of such an eminent, striking unity, so possible by itself, so not at all needing completion, that one forgets they are only parts, and often parts of different bodies that cling to each other so passionately there. One feels suddenly that it is rather the business of the scholar to conceive of the body as a whole, and much more that of the artist to create from the parts new relationships, new unities, greater, more logical, more eternal. And this wealth, this endless, continual invention, this poise, purity, and vehemence of expression, this inexhaustibleness, this youth, this still having something, still having the best to say, this is without parallel in the history of men.
These fragments and bunches of figures, these limbs, as he called them, were Rodin's material. And their assemblage was one of the master's practices, of which we will see several examples in this gallery.
At some audio guide stations, supplementary information available by pressing the pound key will let you learn more about different aspects of the exhibition. To learn more about the techniques used in sculpture, press the pound key.